Hey, hello, how are you today? You're listening to Healthyish, your podcast from Body and Soul. I am Felicity Harley. Today we're talking trail running with a professional endurance athlete who, in just over 10 years, has run more than 35,000 kilometres on every continent of this planet. Yes, Sam Gash is my guest. She's also a social entrepreneur, a speaker, Lululemon ambassador, and a mum. She has just launched a female adventure platform called Her Trails. She's going to talk to you today about trail running. Now, we keep these episodes of Healthyish short, so if you want to hear the full interview with Sam, where she talks about being the first woman ever to run four 250-kilometer ultramarathons across Chile, China, the Sahara, and Antarctica. I know, right? I think that's just amazing. Search for Extra Healthyish wherever you get your awesome podcasts like this one. Sam, welcome to Healthyish. Now, you're the trail running or running queen, probably is the best way of calling you. So trail running, where do we start and what do you love about it? Why should we take it up?
Oh, I love being referred to as the queen of trail running. I'll take that one. trail running it's such a broad sport. And I think a lot of people think it has to be in like mountainous terrain or deserts or incredibly isolating environments, but we have actually trails in so many urban scape environments as well. So I think the concept of trail running is a lot more accessible and can be relatable than people realize, and you can gradually build into it, you know, get your technical expertise up with the more that you do it. And I just love it more than road running because it brings a whole more sense of adventure and play. And I say that trail running is like the adult's playground. And I just think it brings out this light version of who you really are.
Oh, I like that. And what about equipment? I mean, often, you know, we can all just get outside and go for a run on the road. We don't need any, you know, fandangled shoes or clothing but there's something about trail running that I feel like there's this next level of shoes and clothes and et cetera, et cetera. Where do we start? What do you recommend?
Yes, I mean, the more you do it, the more you kind of get hooked into the very specific technical kind of versions of trail running gear. But I think at its basics, trail running shoes are essential. I mean, when you're on the trail versus the road, it is a different type of surface. And so if you want your shoes to last, you want trail specific shoes. And I think the best thing for that is go into a running specific store and get them to put you on a treadmill, do a bit of a biomechanical test and try you with a whole bunch of shoes that suit your foot. So it's a really unique, specific just to you. And then I think the next most important gear item is the trail running backpack, but they have really advanced over the years. Like they used to be big and clunky and they were always male dominant. Like they never made for a specific female one, but now they're nice and like hug tight. They kind of look cool. And the purpose of the backpack is to really put your fuel, your phone, sometimes a really small trail medical kit, which hopefully isn't making it seem too daunting. But the reality is, trail running is about being self-sufficient and being reliant on like yourself to get out of any situations that you might encounter. And so having those kind of gear items actually gives you security and safety to play even more.
Yeah, it gives you a bit more confidence too when you're out there, right? What about finding suitable trails? I mean, a lot of our listeners probably live in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, the big capital cities. Where do we start? Where should we go?
Oh, so if you live in Melbourne, there's an incredible, like the Yarra Trail, which is, I used to live in Collingwood, which is, you know, basically just inner city, and literally 8 minutes run puts you onto like a single trail, like by the river. So I think that's a pretty cool one, really quite close to the city. And then it's only like 45 minutes in the car when you're not stuck in a 5K radius.
True.
To go out to the Dandenong Ranges, or you've got the Yuyangs on the other side. So there's actually like a lot, and you've got the Grampians if you're wanting to travel maybe a couple of hours away. So you know, when we kind of get a bit more mobility in our lives, there's a lot of different places. And Sydney, you've even got Centennial Park that's got a great 10K loop. And people might not think of that as trail, but it really is, particularly on, when you're on the outskirts. Well, Manly Dam is really awesome. So we have a lot without having to travel particularly far. And, you know, the Blue Mountains isn't really that far from people in Sydney. And it's like the most magical place to run in with some great terrain as well.
So how do we safeguard ourselves from getting lost? Because that all sounds amazing. And I'm thinking, sign me up. But I mean, the first thing that just jumps into your mind is I might get lost.
I think preparation is key. Kind of having a bit of a play around with where you want to run before you go for a run. So there's, you know, great apps like Strava where you can actually plot out your route before you go. You can even put it onto your watch as well, or you can look at it on your phone. So I often use that when I'm running on a new trail just to make sure I'm on the right path. And Strava's cool because you can also put a tracking beacon. So I have it with my husband, and he actually started it like when he would go for early runs when we were training for Eco Challenge back in 2019. Like at 5 a.m., I'd always get this tracking beacon message, and it was so I could like track my husband. And I'm like, oh, I never even thought to do that. And he's worried about getting lost. Maybe I should do that because I always get lost. So it's been something that we do now, just so whether you run out of water, whether you get lost, so, you know, you can have a little bit of a get out of jail free card and your person can find you.
Yeah, great advice. What about, what's the most, I mean, you have run some amazing trails around the world. Have you got a top one, what has been the most amazing trail you've run around the world and why?
Oh my goodness. It's like, you know, if I had multiple children, it would be asking which is my favorite trail.
Okay, come on. You know, it's a trail.
It's a trail. It's not a child. But you do kind of get an affinity for these places because it kind of conjures up emotional feelings of like, you know, what that time was. So I really love Patagonia. I love down, you know, when I went to Antarctica, like we finished, we started in a shire and then I went out to Patagonia afterwards, and it's just incredible. There's places in India up in the Himalayas that I really, really love. So I definitely like, you know, a bit more extreme and isolated and where you don't see any other humans and maybe you kind of see wildlife. And I love that part of trail running, even though I initially used to get a bit scared about being on my own, and now that's kind of what I crave with trail running.
Yeah, I love it. And tell us about her trails. I mean, this is especially for women and hopefully can give us more confidence to get out there and running more trails. What's it about?
No, I've been trail running for over a decade and I have definitely built a lot of confidence, resilience, and found that inner play through being on the trails. But I know there's a big barrier for a lot of women starting it for a lot of the things that we've talked about today. So one of my best friends, Beck Wilcock, and I decided to start Her Trails, which is like a global trail running an adventure platform, equipping women with online trail programs, you know, building women to run a half marathon on trail. But I think at the crux of it, realizing that building your skills is always about holistic in nature. It's about the strength, it's mobility, it's stability work, it's listening to mindset tips, it's gear advice. And most importantly, it's about being connected to a community of like-minded women who experience the trails in a similar way in a different all parts of the world. So Her Trails is something we kind of kicked off at the beginning of this year, and we've had several hundred women take part in our programs and retreats as well. So it's been a massive joy for me, definitely as a coach in 2021 when the landscape has looked quite different. And it's also reminded me that you can feel connected to people even when you are physically distanced from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. And thank you so much for coming on Healthy-ish.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, I don't know about you, but Sam inspired me to get out there and try some trail running for the first time. And remember, her adventure platform is called Her Trails. You can jump on there to find out more info. If you love this chat with Sam, she is also on our Extra Healthy-ish podcast. That is also from Body and Soul. That podcast is designed to give you a little bit extra in your day. We publish a new episode of Extra Healthy-ish every morning, Monday to Thursday. If you want more info about this or any other health and fitness stories, log on to bodyandsoul.com.au or join the conversation via Instagram or Facebook. Thanks again for listening to this chat with Sam Gash. If you have a moment, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
news doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.